And this text is certainly about sight. There's a man born blind. There's physical blindness. There's spiritual blindness. The disciples are focused on sin, and they should be focused on something else. The Pharisees are spiritually blind. They're focused on the Sabbath day and their silly little rules. And so a lot of sermons come across as saying, you better do better and you better improve your sight. I think this text is deeper than that. I think what it's saying is there's one person in John chapter 9 that has 20/20 vision. Jesus. He sees. That's the comfort. In verse 1 it says, as he was coming along his way, he saw, in the Greek that's orao, very specific word. It really means not just that he saw, it means he noticed, he perceived, he looked intently, he took notice. This man, who was an outcast and a theological problem to the scholars of his day, was noticed by Jesus. You may feel in your life that you're not being seen. Jesus sees you. It's a loving look. Jesus sets his gaze on you to love you into his kingdom. Jesus is not so concerned about accuracy and those sorts of things. He wants you to know that you can be seen and loved into the kingdom. Dear friends, what is your legacy in life? A lot of people are thinking about what their legacy is and what they're going to leave behind for the next generation. And that's a really good thought to be thinking about for anyone, no matter what age we are. What is our legacy? And I think sometimes we land on the answer as the castles that we build, our achievements and our accomplishments. Whatever castle that is, each person has built a different castle here. But I don't think that's the right answer. Jesus' disciples one time came to him and they were rejoicing over casting out demons in his name. What they were doing in that moment, they were rejoicing about the castle that they had built with their accomplishments and achievements. And Jesus corrected them in Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Jesus said, rejoice not that you cast out demons in my name. Rejoice in what? Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. What Jesus was saying in that moment was that what matters for our legacy is being in his kingdom, being a part of kingdom building, not the castles that we build in life. Now, there's one more detail that I should share about Disney World that's relevant to this message I'm sharing here this morning, and that is this. If you go to Disneyland and Disney World, it is true that on the second story of the shops, specifically the shops, you can see the names of those who helped build the kingdom, and apparently they also allowed each person to say something about their life. And so you'll see things like this. Sorry. This is why we're doing this, so we can fix this. You'll see the name, and then you'll see after the name something like this, banjo player. And then you'll see another name, Richard Smith, pro golfer, and Frank Johnson, a business leader. You know what's interesting? Is that those attributes, after two or three generations, really don't mean that much. But what they will be remembered for is their name in the kingdom. So it is with us. What is our legacy? It's not the castles. It's the participation in his kingdom. How do you know you're working in his kingdom? Final takeaway. Here it is. We know that we're in the kingdom if we're not building moats to keep people out, but we're building bridges to let them in. How do we know that we're in the kingdom? We allow people to live and share grace. Here's another pointer that can let us know that we're living in the kingdom. All the things that are about Disney World are also true about God's kingdom. If your life is about being a place that you don't have to use fancy words and impress others, you're probably in the kingdom. If your life is a place in which you're not hung up on your heritage or someone's sins or your own sins, you're living in the kingdom. If you're not caught up, if your life is a place in which you're not caught up in status and achievements and accomplishments, you're probably living in God's kingdom. Live in God's kingdom, share his love, build bridges. Amen.